7:31 on October 19th. I'd like to call to order the Borough of Edgewood Council meeting. Ms. Bassanini, we call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
And let the record show that the solicitor is also in attendance. If you rise and may say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, I'll entertain items from the floor.
It's a light crowd today. Okay, just to give you an update from the Edgewood Foundation, Al Caruso, 150 Gordon Street. I put the invitations for the wine and chocolate on in front of you. There's a formal invitation in there along with the cards that are down on the table and that were in the borough newsletter, and sometimes with the E at the end of a fair and sometimes without, so... excuse the inconsistency, but we're not decided yet whether the E stays or goes. So if you don't know yet, the Wine and Chocolate is our probably next big upcoming event, and that is on November 14th. And, of course, there's wine and chocolate in addition to other foods. So if wine isn't your thing, we do have soft drinks and non-alcoholic beverages, but also beer. So... there will be a little bit of something for everybody there for that event. And if you want, I can take those down for the people who aren't here and put them in their slots maybe in the... Or you want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see, what else do we have? So some past events that we've recently had, of course, Edgewood Oktoberfest, 5th annual, that occurred on Sunday, October 4th. We had about 70 to 75 people come down, so that was a real nice... turnout. All the beer went. The firemen cooked some brats, so that was very nice to see a positive turnout. We had Fall Festival, of course, this past weekend. I was not in town for that, but I understand it was a very nice event. Of course, the foundation was there handing out snacks, cider, and the like. And let's see, next up after the wine and chocolate will be the Light Up Edgewood, which is Friday, December 4th. So that is 7 p.m. at Memorial Park, where Santa will come, of course, as he usually does, do the light up of the tree, and then we'll go over to the Edgewood Club and do the Toys for Tot drive. So if you know of anybody, spread the word to bring an unopened toy, and the Marines will be there to collect those. And, of course, some snacks and hot chocolate for the kids. And one other administrative note is... Amy Andrews, she recently purchased 9 more anti skateboard tabs for the picnic tables down at the Koenig Field. So they just came in, and she'll be dropping those off to DPW for to save the tables, obviously, from vandalism from skaters. And that's it. Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like to address council?
Hi, I'm Sam Edwards. It just occurred to me a day or two. Pardon? Oh, sorry. Protocol. All right. I'm at 207 West Hutchinson. The idea occurred to me to ask at the borough meeting if street lighting can be added to where I live. There's a big section where it's just dark. Like there could be street lights at intervals of where the telephone poles exist. But there's quite a run where I live where there are none.
And which street is that?
That's West Hutchinson, 207. I'm very close to where Triton intersects.
Were there any lights on any of the poles prior to this?
I just moved in October. It's been dark. It's been the same since then. There is a light near Triton Street, but not past there until you get up to the end of the block.
We can look into it and request it, but the borough does not own the streetlights. Duquesne Light owns the streetlights, so it would be their ultimate decision whether one goes in or not, but we can certainly request one at that location if it's needed.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Is there no other people in attendance? Are there any verbal events?
I move to approve the minutes of September 19th, 2015.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Move to approve the minutes of October 5th, 2015.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Authorization to pay bills, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $36,007.36, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $10,680.74, for a total of $46,688.10.
Second.
Any
next bills? I got a general government report coming, which I will.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Aye. Committee reports, general government.
For the most part, most of the expenses were routine, with the exception of, I would say, $10,000 check to the Edgewood Club. I guess they had been overpaying their water bill, sewer bill, for the last few years. And so we owed them a refund. Beyond that, the other major general government issue is an issue of potential litigation, which will be discussed in executive session.
Thank you. Any questions? Moving right along, the police.
I agree.
Public safety is going to meet tomorrow at 6:30. I have no report. Community development, Dr. Wallace.
Did not meet, but we have executive session discussion.
Public works.
Public works has a meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m.
It's right before.
So we'll have a report from them in service.
I'm on that. We didn't meet. I don't think we have anything to report.
Personnel did not meet. Pension committee, Mr. Bright.
Well, okay, pension committee did not meet. However, we did have a COW meeting on the pension. Frank Kanonica gave a talk about the actuarial side, and Sam DeLisandro gave a talk about the investment performance. Since it's an intermediate investment performance report before the year, and you know, it's a little hard to get a good picture on the performance until we get 12 months. And Julie gave some background on the pension. There was a little bit of talk, of course, all of us were there, I think, about the projected interest rate assumption. In general, Frank Canonico thought it was okay. And that didn't need to be changed. On the other hand, there was a little bit of talk about whether we could have some mouse bite additions to the underfunded police pension plan. Yeah, little chunks of money, a few thousand.
What committees, Ms. Best?
Three Rivers Wet Weather had their two-day conference last week, and they mostly focused on issues of the consent decree. A lot of that was summed up in an email I had sent to all of the council members about where we stand on moving forward with those issues. And Connect did not meet.
Thank you, Mr. President. As previously indicated, we are going to have an executive session. I have a couple things to talk to council about, but I have no public report. Thank you. Borough manager report.
Thank you. Sorry to break up the no reports here, but a couple of good things to report. Chief Payne and I had applied through the Department of Justice for a Bulletproof Vest grant for our police officers. They pay 50% of the cost of the Bulletproof Vests for our salaried full-time officers. We did receive that grant and have requested the funding, and it's for a two-year funding cycle. So this year we spent $5,000 on vests, and we'll be getting back half of that amount, and then next year we will be getting the same when the other half of our department orders vests. We only needed them this year for half of them. So we were pleased to report that. Also, we've heard a lot about ISO ratings when it comes to the fire department, but they also take a look at the borough's code enforcement and building codes. So they have completed their review, and we're happy to say that our rating is a 4, the same as it was in 2010. And we're pleased with this rating and happy that it'll be helping to keep our residents' insurance rates low. The tax collector has sent out delinquent tax notifications for residents who have not yet paid their borough real estate tax. This is something she's not required to do, but it's helpful, I think, to send out to people who haven't paid. At this point, we have about $77,000 in uncollected current year taxes. So we're hoping to bite away at that as we get closer to the end of the year. Fall Festival was this past Saturday, and it was a big success. Mr. Caruso spoke about the foundation. The fire department ran their hayrides. And I wanted to give a special thanks to Jessica Kashansky, who's our administrative assistant. She really went above and beyond to decorate the field house for the borough's craft this year. It's the nicest I've ever seen the field house look. She really went all out. She brought in Halloween decorations from her own home, and I think that the families and the kids really appreciated it. Another thing to report is that a few weeks ago I was contacted by the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, who, if you all remember, conducted the South Braddock Avenue road safety audit a few years ago, which we complied with all of our neighboring communities who jointly own the road. SPC is currently accepting grant applications for, they're calling it transportation alternative programs. It's pedestrian improvements is what we were looking at. And SPC contacted Edgewood and Swissvale and thought that we had a good chance of receiving some of these funds if we applied together for a grant for South Braddock Avenue. So I have been working with the manager in Swissvale as well as their new public works director, Greg Batchy, formerly from Plum. And we have come up with what we think is a competitive project for this grant. It would include all non-controversial recommendations from the study. So these include ADA curb cuts for both sides of the street. It would include bicycle-safe grates on all of the stormwater inlets, as well as replacement of stormwater inlets that are brick or in poor condition. Updates to the pedestrian traffic signals, not all of them on South Braddock right now have the countdown, and they're supposed to have the countdown numbers on them to be current. Great. And the part that I'm most excited about is to get nice stamped concrete crosswalks where you are supposed to cross the street, similar to what the city of Pittsburgh has. So it will look like brick and be sort of a visual cue to pedestrians of where they are supposed to go to cross the street. So I think working jointly with Swissvale, we'll be able to do from West Hutchinson Avenue all the way to, they've requested McClure, which is about one street further than Edgewood ends. And the grant is for 100% of construction costs. All the boroughs would be responsible for is preliminary engineering, which we would split with Swissvale. We came up with a total cost of about $400,000 worth of construction costs, and it would be about $60,000 in engineering at the max, which we would split with Swissvale, so about $30,000. These are federal funds that SBC is allocating, and they'd be available in 2017. So we'll see if we get the grant, and then we can look at budgeting those engineering costs in the future if everybody is in agreement with this, but I think it would be a really good way Being a multi-municipal application that comes from SPC's own recommendations, I think we would have a strong contender of an application.
Any chance of building a bridge over Bradcap?
I don't think in this funding cycle, no. So we're excited about that opportunity. And just a reminder that leaf pickup began today, so be sure to check the schedule for your streets collection day. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Can I make a comment?
Yes.
It's extremely rare for a volunteer fire department town to have an insurance rating of 4.
This is for our building codes.
Mm-hmm.
Building codes.
Oh, that's building?
Building codes,
oh,
yeah,
I,
not for
I
fire.
I misunderstood.
Right, that was for our building codes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. That's,
but there was a lot that went into it, like they needed to know the rate of repair on hydrants, the water flow from hydrants, things like that. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of work.
So two questions. How does 77,000 in delinquent taxes compare to last year?
It's hard to compare to last year since we raised taxes. So we're not looking at apples and oranges. So it's
percentage-wise,
I think that we are close to where we were around this time last year. We get a good chunk of that after she sends out the delinquents. There's always somebody who just forgets.
And McClure, I'm not sure exactly where that is. So is it beyond Edgewood Town Center?
It's the office building in Edgewood Town Center, across from that. Across from the PNC is Scheuer,
just
and that's where we end, and it's one more down from there. And since there are a lot of people that walk to the professional building, we can figure out exactly, if we don't want to split the engineering 50-50 with Swissvale, we can take a look and say,
so much not worth it.
How much is in Edgewood, how much is in Swissvale? What I would recommend, if we get funded and are looking at this project, is hiring a traffic engineer to put together the bid specs for us whenever we put this out to bid. And we were not using our engineer or Swissvale's engineer. We can put out an RFP, get some quotes on a traffic engineer who has done this. This is what they make their living doing, these types of studies. So
there are two crosswalks that are not captured in that I think is actually, one is probably in Wilkinsburg, where the charter school is.
Yes. That I think that's actually in the city.
Yeah.
We did reach out to the city to try to extend the scope, but they weren't. It's due tomorrow. It's a really quick turnaround on this. They're going to have funding opportunities in the future, SPC, that I would also like to submit an application for. One is for the retiming of the red lights, and that's one I don't think we would do without the city. If we could do from Penn to the bridge, I think that would be great. So we'll be looking for that one next year. They do these kind of in 2-year cycles of each other.
Retiming and LED trans.
They are LEDs.
Mm-hmm. But not the one at the bottom.
The city might not be. Okay. Yeah. All of Edgewood's red lights are LED.
Huh.
But yes, any needed update to the signals themselves, we could include in that.
All right. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
About the fire hydrants,
mm-hmm.
on the building code.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with firefighting capacity.
Yes, the fire hydrants are looked at during the ISO's review of our fire department, not in the one they did this year.
Not this review.
No.
But this is a different review.
This is a different review.
It's similar. I just want
right.
To
this is the one on the building codes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they take a look at what do we require if you're putting a deck on your home? What do we require if you're building a home? If you're demoing, they take a look at all of that and compare them to what our standards are nationally for the safety of the homes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any other answers?
Maybe.
Any new business?
Yes, we need to pick a Saturday for a budget meeting.
And what time frame?
November. We typically wait until after the election to hold the budget meeting.
That makes any difference.
Right. November 7th or 21st are my suggestions. I am unavailable on November 14th, but it's also wine and chocolate, so you all are getting ready for that.
Everybody good for the 7th?
Yes. 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll be jet lagged, but okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's in coffee, right?
That's the day of the Pitt Notre Dame game, just so you know.
What does, that's an evening game.
Oh, is it?
I thought it was.
Well, they haven't. I didn't think they scheduled it yet.
That's scheduled. I think you're right. It's a national game. So is North Carolina.
Donuts.
Yes. Lots and lots of coffee. So the budget meeting will be Saturday, November 7th at 8 a.m.
You should be out here by 8:30. Why did you turn it off?
That's all.
Thank you. Committee action. All right, at this time we're going to go into executive session.